With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello everyone and welcome to this very special EvoStick Extra, pre-recorded live at, what time is it? Five past one on Monday morning at the Holiday Inn in Barnsley, and we've enjoyed a lovely evening of entertainment, awards and banter here at the Holiday Inn in Barnsley for the fifth annual EvoStick League Awards evening. We've had a great time. We're joined by James Hayes and Swampy, who's gone to the bar to get some crisps. And if you didn't follow the Twitter feed on the evening, well, this is what you missed.
I think the first thing we should do, put your hands together. If you want to stand, fine. League champions for Division 1 North, please put your hands together. Warrington Town.
Joined now by Toby McCormack, chairman at Warrington Town. Firstly, big congratulations on getting the league done and dusted with a week to spare. It must be very proud.
Absolutely. You know, it was an amazing day and night. proper historic day for the club. You know, we're going to a level that we've never been at before. It's something that we've been striving to do for a couple of seasons. Obviously, the FA Cup sort of distracted us a little bit last year. We ended up finishing ninth, which from a league perspective was disappointing for us, but you know, we march on and we've in front of a fantastic crowd, you know, 1500 people in the ground, phenomenal attendance. You know, we thanked all the fans for that, and we're hoping that we'll see them back next year.
And when we've spoke to you a couple of times now, and you know, Warrington Town is a club with a plan going into the Premier Division next season. What is the thinking about what you're expecting next year?
I think we've got to say to ourselves, you know, we've got to be involved in the playoffs as an absolute minimum. You know, I don't think there's any point in any business that you're running to go up there and say, oh, I want to avoid relegation, or I want to be happy with the mid-table finish. You've got to have an aspiration, and you know,
and you've got to go off what Curzon and Darlington and Salford have all done in recent years.
If you look back across, you know, the history of the Northern Premier League, you think about Colwyn Bay, Fylde, Chester. Curzon, as you've just mentioned, you know, it's a doable thing. We've got the element of surprise going to some grounds. You know, you go into the likes of Whitby and teams they won't have heard of probably, you know, some of our players. So we'll be going there with a bit of intrigue, and we're looking forward to meeting new grounds, new fans.
Well, I'll let you go because you've got your trophy and you've won the raffle as well, so that's good as well. But congratulations on behalf of all the listeners, and well done.
Great stuff. Thank you very much.
We now come to the announcement of the Northern Premier Football League Academy Player of the Year. And the winner is, from Belvoir Town FC, Sam Weston.
So now, John, quickly by the Academy Player of the Year, Sam Weston of Belvoir Town. First of all, congratulations on winning the award. Tell us how you feel at this moment in time.
Yeah, it's good. It feels like hard work's like paid off type thing. It's been good. It's been a good year.
Okay. Obviously, moving forward, obviously the Academy is a big part of the NPL. Have you felt it's more beneficial staying in non-league football or potentially stepping up to your next part of the career?
Yeah, I think it'd be good to try and like make my way into the first team first, and then just see where it goes from there, just see if I can progress from there.
And obviously, Belvoir Town, I know, mid-table of the season in Division 1 South. I don't know if you had much opportunity to see them, but as I said before, you're looking to push into the first team potentially. Any thoughts on the season, remainder of the season for them?
I've been training with the first team like on a regular basis. First team manager Charlie Palmer's asked me to go training with him regular, so hopefully I can try and get in for the last couple of games.
And very, very quickly, just before, obviously got the parts, with regards to the rest of the players in the team, how has it been performing against the rest of the academy, for example? I know it's not an easy task juggling education with playing as well, but how beneficial has it been to yourself developing as a player?
Yeah, I think it's helped a lot, especially with your training every day. It's been a lot better because you can focus on little things and little parts to your game that need improving the most. You can focus on a certain area.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's been a lot better.
And always, thank you very much, mate, and all the best.
So now we move to the First Division South, where the player of the year is, from Shore Lane Aquaforce, Gavin Allen. First Division North, where the player of the year, as voted for by the managers in that division, and the winner is, from Warrington Town, it's Kieran Kilheeny.
So again, now joined by Mr. Kieran Kilheeny of the Division 1 champions, Warrington. Pretty much clean sweep for you tonight. I know you got third place in the supporters vote, but to put a spin on it, top player in Division 1 North. First of all, congratulations, but any thoughts on winning all the awards?
It's not down to one person, to be fair. I mean, the team this year has been absolutely superb. 1 to 11, subs, squad, everything has been superb. So it's not 1 to 11. The team's done it, so not just me.
Yeah. You just said it there as well. Warrington, fantastic season. It was obviously a little bit of a slow start. Everyone picked up on the NPL, but since October, November, flown through. Called to Marquis Victoria. Looking forward to next season as well. Obviously, I'm guessing you'll be staying with Warrington Town. Any thoughts of the next division up?
We probably need a few additions, like any team going up, but at the end of the day, the squad we've got now will probably compete, but we need the quality now to go again. Long, hard season. The first few months was hard, but at the end of the day, it's. No, we don't see a pair, so okay. It's great.
And just final one, because I'm finding it hard to get any questions to you. Obviously, Warrington have already won the league, top goal scorer at this moment in time. Looking towards the playoffs, any team you think could compete with you at this moment, or you want to come up with you?
Personally, I think Spennymoor will win it. Strongest team we've placed. When we played at our place, our two players sent off, but I think Spinner will do it.
I know, cheers, Hakim.
So, the player of the year in the Northern Premier League Premier Division from Stourbridge FC is Carl Hawley.
So I'm now joined by pretty much the big winner of the night in all three main awards, Team of the Year, Supporters Player of the Year, and also the Division's Player of the Year, Mr. Carl Hawley. First of all, congratulations, your thoughts on winning tonight in all three competitions.
Thanks. Obviously, I'm delighted and I'd like to thank everyone who voted for me. I'd like to thank all the supporters, the managers and that voted for me. And obviously, I'd like to thank Stourbridge, my teammates, the staff, and the fans.
Obviously, someone who's been in non-league for quite a long time. Obviously, we hear a lot of Salford players, Blyth, Darlington players who have dropped down to come play in this division. Someone who's been with the England C team as well in the past. What's your interaction with the league as such? Your thoughts on playing for it, competitive-wise? I know Stourbridge obviously gunning for the playoffs at this moment in time. Standards compared to what, say, the conference has been like in the past?
It's a very competitive league. There's some good players in this league, some good young players, some good older players, like myself. but no, it's a very good league, and people try and do it the right way, and it's played in a good spirit. There's a lot of fight in the league, and you know, it's a good standard. It's not Sunday League standard. It's a decent standard where you've got people trying to play football and scoring ridiculous goals on a Saturday, so it's a very good standard.
Yeah. Obviously, again, just coming back to a second ago with Stourbridge, obviously you've just said to yourself, one of the older players in the league at this moment in time. Any thoughts about retiring, or are you looking to play on for a couple more seasons?
I just take every game by game, see how I feel. I feel great at the moment. Well, I wouldn't say great at the moment because it's the end of the season. Played a lot of games, but no, I feel I'm fit. I look after myself, and I can still play for another couple of years at least, but who knows?
And finally, obviously, one final thing going forward to playoffs. Obviously, fourth at this moment in time. Any team you want to avoid in the playoffs, or is it just any comers come and get promotion?
We can beat anyone in this league, so it doesn't matter.
Thank you very much, mate.
So it's now time to review and preview this week's fixtures. Only for Tuesday, though. We're not going beyond Tuesday. And joining me now to review Saturday's fixtures as well as preview Tuesday's fixtures, we're joined by a sober James Hayes and a sober Swamper. Hello, gentlemen.
Evening. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yes, we're recording.
You told the listeners where we're from.
Yeah?
Good man.
Yeah, it's quarter past one on Monday morning.
You know, I said it was 5 past 1 in the
We've gone to the bar since.
At the MPL Awards.
A few big results on Saturday. We should really start with the game of the day, we suggested, which was Ashton United against Workington. We said if Ashton win that, Workington are done. Well, Workington won by 1-0, which is...
I know, a big result after Workington gets them right back into the playoffs. But, and like I say, it wouldn't have just ended Workington. It would have closed the playoffs off completely. But Workington now... I've got that opportunity to really wrestle Ashton. With two games to go for him, it's a big, big loss. And again, it was an 80th minute goal that sealed it for Workington.
I think one of the things you've got to think about Ashton is they've been here before. They've always been in and around the playoffs over the last two or three seasons now. But at the same time, it was a huge, huge result for Workington. Workington themselves as a football club have been up there all through the season. And... they had a bit of a downward spiral, but I can now see that, you know, that result for them is going to galvanise them. Perhaps they're going to get into that playoff position. You don't want to, you know, put anyone down, but I do believe that Ashton are the team that might pop out of that, and Workington will probably come into it.
And I've got a horrible feeling going into Tuesday's fixtures that both of them are going to get good results. Ashton United are hosting Halesow in town, and Workington are hosting Matlock. So really, it's a bit of a dead rubber.
No,
midweek.
Not at all, because the thing is, at this stage of the season, these games are that important. It's who actually on the day can perform. It's that team that can actually pull some out of the bag, maybe. Both of those games are difficult games for both of those teams because the pressure's on there. We've said for a long time that Workington probably have the impetus in the respect of they've been there a lot of years and they're a big football club. But at the same time, Ashton have been there for the last three or four seasons. They've missed out on the playoffs, and in that respect, you'd be saying that both games are going to be very, very difficult for both teams. But I still believe that Workington will get a result, and perhaps Ashton won't get a result, even though, you know, you'd expect them to do so, because Workington at this moment in time, I think, and now I've got that impetus opposed to Ashton. We saw them a couple of weeks ago against Salford City at home, and in fairness, Salford City pulled them through the game. Big result for Salford that night, and equally a big result at the weekend as well for Workington. You know, so Ashton have got a lot to do, and I wish them all the very best. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely. When it comes to the other playoff spots, we suggested that Salford City were pretty much done in third position. They drew 1-1 with Nantwich Town. Stourbridge have not done themselves any harm on Saturday, winning by 2-0. We're a tricky one against Whitby Town, but they've done it. That puts them 4 points clear now of Workington outside the playoffs.
Workington game really sealed that for Stourbridge and getting that result against Whitby Town. I mean, I'm trying not to mention Ashton United too much because the chairman's just literally walked past us about 2 minutes ago. I think Stourbridge have pretty much get the win over the midweek. They've sealed the playoff spot there already.
Got a game in hand over Salford City. They can catch Salford City. And at the same time, I would suggest that Stourbridge may well finish third.
The game they've got midweek is on Thursday, as it happens, against Frickle Athletic, away at Frickle Athletic. So it's not that easy, to be fair. I mean, we were discussing the Matlock Hales Owen matches, but going to Frickle on a Thursday...
It's better than going to a Frickle on a Tuesday. Let's be honest.
But
as Darlington found out only a week or so ago, you know, 3-1 defeat for them there. I mean, it's interesting now. I mean, I spoke to a few guys from Stourbridge earlier on. They don't really care who they get. They fancy themselves. Talks to a couple of guys at Blyth as well. And, you know, they're looking at, well, you know, who do we want? Well, we said we'll take anybody at this moment in time. We got home advantage in the first game. And, you know, we're happy. You know, we've beaten a lot of teams in and around us this season. And I'm not saying they're going to finish second, because it's still, you know, all to play for. Darlington have got the upper hand now, no question about it. But we've got five more days of Darlington having to play three games. Now, that is going to be very, very interesting. If they do that, then that's it, the league's over.
OK, let's jump then. You've made me jump. Just to let you all know, we're not covering Saturday's fixtures because we're doing a Evo Stick ad hoc podcast later in the week. But when it comes to Darlington, obviously the we're here at the awards do on a Sunday. Well, it was Sunday yesterday, but you know what I mean. Darlington had a match against Stamford. They came through it with flying colours in a way, and winning by 2-1.
They were 1-0 down.
They were 1-0 down
during that game, you know. So I mean, Stamford very nearly pulled off a huge shock. But the quality of Darlington, that big squad we've talked about, they've come through. It could have been played yesterday. Obviously, the league did tremendously well to get the game on today at Spennymoor.
Well, congratulations to Spennymoor as well, yeah.
And the league, of course, yeah, the two of them. And, you know, it was a big, big result for them.
It's a tough week, though, for Darlow coming up. They've got to fit in the whole match against Grantham. I'm assuming that's going to be on at Darlington. I mean, we don't know at the moment, do we? And then the away trip to Whitby Town, and for Whitby that might be a really important game. So it's not all done and dusted, is it, for Darlow?
No, not at all. I mean, obviously we're looking at the last couple of days as well, with what's happening with grounds getting moved. They could end up having a title decider on an artificial pitch, something that they're not used to. Obviously, if against that point in the season now, where I think the league is going to say, get the game played. Just
these fixtures have to be done by Saturday, don't they?
They've got to be done by Saturday. There's no other way around. There's no extension available.
The one thing to bear in mind as well is, it's not quite a derby, but Whitby Darlington, it's near enough a derby. Whitby have still got something to play for, i.e. make sure that they're staying out of that relegation zone. So it's going to be a huge game at Whitby. Good game of football to be played. And it'll be interesting, you know, that one might determine the division this season, you know, and who wins it. That's the biggest game, I think, for Darlington this season. And it'll be, see, they'll approach it professionally. They're a very good football team as well. But as I say, Whitby have got a lot to play for as well. Mm-hmm. If anything, nothing but just pride as well. And they'll want to turn them over, as clubs do every single week. Want to turn the bigger folks, so to speak, over. And they're quite local to each other. So there'll be a big crowd there. And you expect a really good game of football.
When it comes to Blyth are 2 points back from Darlington at time of recording. Blyth have just got a bog standard 2 games left. They beat Matlock 2-0 away at Causeway Lane on Saturday. And then on Tuesday, well, they've got Rushall Olympic coming to visit. Blyth have got the capability, haven't they, to keep the pressure on Darlington while they've got this fixture issue coming up this next week. And so it's not done and dusted by any stretch of the imagination.
Not at all, Ben. I mean, Blyth want to win the league still. They've been there all season up at the top, primarily. And they'll want to win the division. They'll feel confident going in at second spot and still getting into the next division, which is the Conference North. But they've got to put the pressure on. They have to. It's a must win. They can't afford to lose that game or draw. They have to win the game to put the pressure on, because as soon as that game has been lost or drawn, Darlington have no pressure on them for the next game, really, and then go out there and play their good quality football, you know. And the one thing is, we've seen the quality of Darlington, we've seen the quality of Blyth. It's who has got those sort of, like, you know, nerves of steel.
I like the mime for nerves.
Yeah. And it'll be very interesting because, you know, they'll be looking to win at home. It's a, you know, up there at Blyth, it's a hard place to go to. They've got a lot of good results there this season. But I would hope that Blyth do get the result to keep it going to the end of the season. Everyone wants to see that in reality.
And, that's the top end of the table. Now to draw our eyes to the bottom end of the table. And we suggested it last week that it was becoming slightly more cut and shut, really, with the relegation battle.
Is that a Salford term for getting rid of a car? Cut and shut.
I can't think of a better turn of phrase at 1:30 in the morning. Can anyone think of a better phrase than cut and shut?
The fat lady's beginning to
tilt and turn.
Tilt and turn. The fat lady's sung. That kind of thing. The 2-1 defeat for Stamford against Darlington. It was always going to be a tricky one, but that result puts the gap to Whitby Town and safety to 4 points. For Stamford, it's a big ask now, isn't it, for Stamford?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the advantage for them going to Sunday was they could have been relegated on the Saturday. Had Micklover and Whitby Town results gone against them.
Yeah.
But even then, their last couple of games aren't easy at all.
They've got Skem on Tuesday night,
and they need Whitby space as a drop point. I mean, they could, obviously, Whitby have got to play Barwell, Darlington, and obviously last day of the season. So it's very possible for Whitby to drop them points, but it's going to be increasingly likely, because again, Barwell
obviously, I know it's a bit more focused on Whitby at the moment, but Barwell have got nothing to play for. Whitby have got everything to go and three home games to do it in.
The one thing Stamford would take a little bit from is that they came very close to beating Darlington, so they may still have and believe that they can get out of this, you know. And we know Whitby have got an opportunity to further get out of it, so you know it's going to be interesting. But
strictly speaking, Stamford have to get a result.
They have to, yeah.
Otherwise, they're relegated.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it.
Yeah. No, it is mathematically, yeah, they're done, yeah. If they don't get a result against Skem. So the pressure's on. And speaking of pressure, Hyde United, I think it's a bit added pressure for Hyde United at the moment because it's a younger side, as we know. But the expectation of a club of that status, no disrespect to Stamford, but Hyde United, when I was a kid, were a big name in non-league. And I'm only 32. At time of recording, we don't know the result against Nantwich on Monday night, but it's going to be a big game, that one at Ewan Fields, isn't it?
It is, and again, you know, from Saturday's performance against Buxton, which they actually performed admirably, the players came off with their heads held high, and the manager was pleased with the performance. Not the result, as you'd expect, but there was a lot of positives. Now, it's a big ask against Nantwich, you know, senior team. A lot of players that, you know, have been involved in the Player of the Year award and players that have actually been part of the top 11 in the Premier Division. Is the pressure on high tomorrow? Well, with a new manager in there, he's basically go out and just try and enjoy yourself again. I think a lot of the fans perhaps would suggest and think that they're going down. They have to win tomorrow or they're relegated. We know that. There's no question about it if the result above them goes the opposite way. But again, it'll be interesting to see what happens and see what Hyde can produce. They've got a great centre-forward there. If they can get the senior players back, I mean, there was a great goal scored by Adam Jones at the weekend, you know, a half volley out of nowhere. He's back, Pearson's there, and they get Spencer up top. Those three will be instrumental in that game against Nantwich on Monday night. And the best team will win on the night. There's no question about it. The best team will win that game. But Hyde have a chance. But tomorrow they have to take it. We said this two games ago, and they didn't take it.
Against Ilkeston, that wasn't it?
Yeah, and they didn't take it, and they were soundly beaten. But against Buxton, they did well. They were just narrowly beaten. This is the opportunity to actually now put a real performance in and get 3 points and put the pressure on Stamford.
Now, we've mentioned Whitby already. Now, just a quick mention for Mickleover, because they've got Nantwich as well this week, I think on Wednesday. And
Everyone's
playing Nantwich. Nantwich have got, because of the cut runs and that kind of thing, they're slightly behind everyone else, or have been. So they've got their own little fixture pile up this week as well. But Mickleover can do it this week. Midweek, they can make themselves safe. Essentially, it's 5 points at the moment with a couple of games left to play. If they do that, which it's looking likely that they will survive this season, can't underestimate. On this very podcast, week in, week out, if you remember before Christmas, we were saying Mickleover, they played loads of games more than everyone else. They're going to get swallowed up. They did get swallowed up, but they didn't panic.
No, they've not at all, and they've proven, obviously, what they needed earlier on in the season, they've got at the right time, and managed to get it when teams around them aren't picking up the results, for example. Mm-hmm. Only thing is, if they don't win midweek and Stamford somehow get the result they need,
back on again, isn't it?
Not only that, last day of the season, it's Mickleover Stamford. Plus, the goal difference is only, there's a gap of 9 on goal difference. So naturally there, it's not like, for example, Hyde to Whip, where it's like 14, 15 goals. It's a possibility being turned over, because again, last day of the season, every goal is going to count as two, not just as one.
My friend should be on Talk Sport with that level of sports punditry. That's superb.
The one thing to bear in mind as well, the big game for Mickleover this season, the biggest game of their season was against Hyde, and they beat Hyde, yeah. and then they took them out of that mire, and then they're gaining points around teams that are below them, which is exactly what they needed to do. It'll be, I think they should be okay. They should be safe, really. I don't think with one more performance, that's it. They're okay for next season. But tremendous, tremendous job that they've done. They were dead and buried. They've proven, like Telford in the division above, that actually, you know, when you're dead and buried, you can still get out of the mire and done very, very well. And Telford are safe, and certainly I believe Micklethwaite will be safe this season.
And we should also say Marine are now safe as well. Officially, they got 3 points at the weekend. They beat Ramsbottom United by 3-0. They're safe. I said this to Andrew Stave last week. Everyone on this show has been saying, Marine, don't worry about Marine, they'll be fine. And I asked the question, why was everyone so sure? But everyone was sure, and everyone was proved right. So there you go.
Well, I think we saw them in the season, we saw the quarter they were producing, but they've had a massive downward spiral, and you know, and the safe end of the season. But you know, at the same time, it's one of they're a team that shouldn't be where they are. They're a team that should be a lot higher in the division, and the quarter that they've been producing. So you know, they are where they are now, but they are safe for the rest of the season.
And on that note, that's our.
Can I just say one thing before we go?
Is it about Clitheroe?
No, it's not about Clitheroe.
Okay.
Although the Clitheroe bunch are now with us. It's about Frickley.
Yes.
I don't think we can underestimate what an absolutely phenomenal season they've had. Currently seventh, probably finished maybe seventh or sixth. Beginning of the season, we turned around and we said, didn't we, that, you know, Alec leaving the football club and going to Shoreline Aquaforce, and he's done brilliantly there.
I should say award-winning.
Award-winning, yeah, and he's done brilliantly there, but it freed them up, it freed Frickley up this season to play some good, expansive football, and it's the highest position they've probably been in for the past 10 seasons. And I think it's absolutely superb to see them where they are and play the great football, the great result against Darlington the other week as well to make it, you know, 3-1. They've got to be, for me, out of all the teams this season, just because of where they've been for the last 4 or 5 seasons, that they are the team of the year for me. There's no question about it, because what they've achieved without their top goal scorer, their top player, they've shown that they can do it without a top player. And I'm very, very proud of them.
And on that note, that has been the fixture preview. And thank you, Swamper. Thank you, James.
You're welcome, Ben.
And that concludes this week's Evo Stick Extra. Coming up later in the week, we'll have the Division 1 show with Andrew Simpson and with Robin Gray, where we'll be discussing the last weekend of the season, the regular season in Division 1 North and South. And we'll also be having a little ad hoc podcast as well. It's not even got a title. We're just going to call it Evo Stick Ad Hoc. Not Evo Stick Extra. It's just a one-off, little random one.
Calm before the storm.
Kind of fixture preview for this Saturday in the Premier Division. That will also be out on Saturday. But my thanks to James Hayes, my thanks to Swamper, and more importantly, my thanks to the Evo Stick NPL family for a delightful evening here at Barnsley. Well done, football. Well done, non-league. And well done, the Northern Premier League. So from everyone here, from the Holiday Inn, at the 5th annual Evo Stick NPL Awards in Barnsley, we wish you all a fond farewell, and you have a lovely week. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.